Dilly and Shad, your brand new breakfast show on Hot FM. It is 25 past 8. The AFL is coming into town with the Western Bulldogs taking on Gold Coast Suns. We usually catch up with Charlie Dixon on a Friday morning, but today we've been treated because we've got Jager O'Meara coming in. He's right here right now, actually.
Hello.
To have a chat to us this morning. How are you, mate?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Now, you've been up here since yesterday. You got to see my horrible AFL skills yesterday afternoon with the Nines thing, that session you guys are putting on yesterday, Arvo. How are you enjoying Cairns?
Yeah, it's been unreal, mate. Got to go to a school holiday camp yesterday with some 5 to 12-year-olds, and that was enjoyable. And then saw you at the AFL Nines last night for an exhibition match.
How bad was it?
Oh, it was great.
No, it was awesome. There was some talent there. It was good to watch. Some funny moments, but it was good fun.
Jager, I've got to say, you look like a Jonas brother. You have the best hair ever. What do you put in it? It's got so much body.
I just woke up like this.
Oh, so did I.
Oh my God, I absolutely love it. But you're currently out with a knee injury, and you were told that you'd have to be out for 12 months. What was that moment like?
It was pretty horrible for the first... Probably the first week after I did the injury, I was beside myself. I just thought to myself that I kind of put it in perspective. Sorry, I got it jumbled there. But things could be a lot worse, and the only way I'm going to get better is if I move on and just crack on with my rehab. So as soon as I thought that, then I've just been taking it as it comes ever since.
Now, we were just saying, we do chat to Charlie on a Friday, and... On the first chat I got to have with him, because I only just came in a few weeks back, I said to him, because he's taken on my Mike Carlton side, and I said to him, maybe you should try and kick the footy at the roof, which he scoffed at, and then revealed the following week that he actually thought about it when he got onto the field, which I could no doubt contribute to why you guys went down to the Mighty Blues. But then I said to him, how about this time you aim it at the posts? And you guys absolutely tore it apart that weekend. I think it's safe to say I'm a good omen. And can I come with you on the next couple of games?
Definitely, mate. Give him some good advice. He kicked 7 on the weekend, so must have worked for
him. Yeah, exactly. Do you have any kind of things, like obviously you're out at the moment, but is there any kind of weird superstitions that go on in the sheds with the Suns? I'd imagine Ablett would have some for the years he's been playing.
Yeah, there's a few boys that do. I used to have a few, but...
Like what?
I used to put like my right boot on before my left, and that kind of. But then it started to stress me out if I didn't do it. So I just got rid of all of them and just relaxed, and that worked.
So there's no strange ones.
No, I'm not too sure actually. I reckon there'd be a few, but I'm not 100% sure.
I'd have to say, and this is probably a throwback to the Jonas comment a moment ago, I'm a league fan, but surely one of the superstitions that the AFL players have is doing your hair before you go out for a game. You guys look stunners when you go out there. What's the go? You're not going to a nightclub.
Yeah,
it's a game of footy.
There's plenty of blokes that put a bit of wax in their hair and they're spending plenty of time in front of the mirror. But I'm not one of them.
I've got to say I enjoy the game for two reasons.
Oh, here we go.
The agility, but also...
That's not
that is the most... What's a word that's
also
associated with sport? Agility.
You guys are cut. You look great. Keep it up. Keep it up. Love the hairstyles.
Oh,
I think there's a lot of girls out there that love the sleeve tats. Just keep it going. It's
great. We're doing it for the ladies.
God, get a room.
Sorry, boyfriend Sid. Look, you look great too.
It's pretty exciting to actually get some sport out here. It's awesome when all the codes, especially AFL, has been doing it for a while, taking games out of the home grounds for players to not only spread, I guess, the game itself, but also just to give us a bit of a taste of some of the premier grade of sport around the country. I've got to say thanks for that, because that's always awesome to get those events. And you guys must enjoy coming up here, surely.
Yeah, I love coming up here. The weather's always really good, and the crowd always turns up. And it's good to grow footy in Queensland, and obviously rugby's the main sport here, and we're happy to continue that. But we also want to grow AFL, and it's a great way to do it coming up here.
Well, look, Queensland just won, so I guess you're going to have to wait for a while, mate, because we are at the moment champions.
They turned it on last night, didn't they?
It was almost an AFL
breaking record.
Obviously, one side did, the other one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jagar. Amazing. And I think we need a bit of a Go Queensland to end this, don't we? It's switching codes up a little bit.
Just a big Queenslander, mate. Just a big scream of Queenslander. Let's do it.
Queenslander!
Beautiful. That's great. Hey, we've got our passes to go and check out the Western Bulldogs and Gold Coast Suns this weekend. Give us a call, 13 12 16, if you want to get your hands on those tickets. Thank you very much again, mate.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.